Okay. Well, we'll get that all back. Okay. The Parshas Kisisa, certainly a famous sedra, best known, I guess, for the events surrounding the Chet HaEgel and the subsequent declaration by Kadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to destroy the Jewish people, and then the people's being saved by Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. So I want to look a little bit, it says, you know, the topic is Tachanun, but we'll go through a little bit of Parshanut, as they call it, Parshanus, however you want to pronounce it, just to understand a little bit about the events of the Sedra. So I have it on the sheet. In Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, the Pasuk says, Vayoshev Moshe al Hashem, Vayomar, Ona Chota Omazeh Chator Gdola Vayasu Lohem Elohei Zahav. Okay? These people, the Jewish people, have done terrible things. It's Vayoshev Moshe al Hashem. Moshe went back to Hashem. And he says, Ona Chota Omazeh, Ona Zaloshen of Tfilah, of Tchina, Ona Chota Hashem, Chota Omazeh Chator Gdola. These people have... The people, Sarah Ashkin, is that right? Okay. Ashkar. The people that have done such a terrible sin, they made themselves as golden calf. And here's where Moshe says, the famous Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vata im tisoch hatosom, if you will forgive their sin, then fine. V'im ayin mechenina misifcha shekosof, if not, erase my name from this book that you've written. So the tradition is that because Moshe Rabbeinu said it, his statement came true. Parsha, his name doesn't appear in Parsha Tetzaveh. That's how some of the Rishonim write. Right. Well, his name is in a few places in Dvarim. In Ekebrei and Shofar, he's speaking. It's not in. Not that. I think the Tzaveh probably.
He doesn't refer to himself.
Yeah, in Tzaveh, I think it is because he says about something. It might be in Tzaveh, but in a few places in Dvarim. But other than that, from the beginning of Shmos through the end of the Midbar, his name appears never said about the Tzaveh. The Gaon points out a little sharper that the Yartzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu Zayin Adar always comes out during the week of the Tzaveh. So that's the connection. All right, anyway.
Oh,
the Sedra. Yeah, 27. Huh?
Haraya, that you keep the Yartzeit in the first Tzaveh.
Yeah, so that's what I spoke up, mentioned somebody privately. Now I came across the Yalka Shimoni. I think I put it in that article first, that there's a Yalka Shimoni that we keep Zayin Adar and Adar Aleph, those who do it. I mean, Mishabur writes this. Yeah, the Mishabur says, Yesh Deus Ben Achronim, what you do. So the Alkut Shimoni mentions that the year of Moshe Rabbeinu died, it was an Adar Aleph. it was a leap year that year. So, okay, whatever. Anyway, back to our topic. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, if not, you know, wipe my name out from your book. Okay, that's in Perek Lamed Beis, Sukkim Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis. You ever come out of Chumash for 1 second? So if you look at, again, at the order of the, if you look at the order of the events, just one time, sorry, the order of the events, so this takes place after Moshe had already come down, saw the ego, okay, and, you know, he yelled at the people, yelled at Aaron, and so on and so forth. He smashed the luchos, that's all, burnt the ego. This is after those events took place. In other words, and that's why the pasuk begins, by Yosef Moshe Hashem. Moshe went back up. In other words, he came down, saw the ego, smashed the luchos, burnt the ego, screamed at everybody, and then he went back up, and by Yosef Moshe Hashem, Moshe went back, and he said, you know, he davened on the people's behalf. Now, earlier, when he was still up on the mountain, that's in the second source, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yid Aleph Yid Beis, and Gimel, of course, the famous Tzukim, made famous, you know, we learned him, of course, at on the Tainus Tibor, by Chal Moshe Esmei Hashem Lachav, by Omer, right? Moshe praised Hashem, and he said, you know, why should you be so angry at your people? He took out of Mitzrayim with a strong arm, etc. Right? You know, well, why should the Egyptians be able to say, oh, he took them out with bad intentions, he wanted to slaughter them, and please, you know, reverse your anger and change your mind about the bad you've sent to your people, and possibly give Gimel. He invokes the, you know, the Zechus Avos, right? Zechor l'Avom l'Yitzchak l'Zavadecha, Shishbat l'Mbach v'Damer, L'Hem Arbe l'Zarachem k'chok v'Yishmai, V'Rachol l'Yitzchak l'Zarachem k'chok v'Yishmai, T'Tim l'Zarachem, V'Rachol l'Olam, right? Remember Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, to whom you swore, you're going to give him the land, and so on. And again, that takes place, again, I want to contrast the, you know, the difference in terms of location. This takes place while he was still up there. He had not yet seen the eagle. Hashem told him what was going on down below, but he hasn't seen it yet, not somebody Chal Moshe. So it sounds very much from these two sets of tzukin, there were two different tefillahs, right? They prayed first when he was up on the mountain by Chal Moshe, and then The other psukim, when he came down, he destroyed the eagle and went back up and prayed a second time. If you look, however, in Parashas, in Chumash Dvarim, in Parashas Eikel, in Perek Tes, Pasuk, Sang Pasuk Chofei, Chofei Yitzchuk Chofei, where Moshe is giving, as we know, in Parashas Eikel, a synopsis, a summary of this, among other dramatic events, this dramatic event of the eagle. So it says there, but it's not Paul, it's not Hashem, it's not Boy, it's not Boy, it's not Paul, it's not Paul, so I fell before Hashem and Davin for 40 days and 40 nights, because Hashem wanted to destroy you. Pasuk Havav there in Dvorim and Parshakim, as Paul Hashem, Vomar Hashem Elokim al Tashkes Amchum and al Chosra Hashem Podis Vagalech Hashem Tzim Mitzam Yom Chazakah. Notice the similarity in terms of the tone between and the content. The three psukim here in Dvorim Parakhov Tes, Chavav Chavzan Chavches, and the parallel to the psukim in Vayichal in Parakhov in our parashim, Kisisa, Parakhov Beizid Av Yubezid Gimel. Again, Chavzan in Parakhov Tes Dvorim. Zechor Levodech Al Avram Nitzil Yaakov, I'll take an oxyom as Oshel Chatosa, right? Pen Yomru Ha'aretz Asher Otzei Shlom Mitzrayim, that's like Lomo Yom Mitzrayim, right? You see the parallels. What will the other nations say? And so on. The Blufi Yecholos Hashem, La'aviyam Al-Aretz Asher Dibalem, Mitzanasos Ha'otzeel Ma'amisa Ma'midbar, right? He hates them, that's why he took them out. He can't bring them in. He can't deliver on his promise. So that's very much the same. And that's it. That's all that's presented in Parshas Eker. So it seems from Parshas Ekev that there really was only one tefillah. Moshe refers to only one tefillah that he prayed during the 40 days and 40 nights that he went up. Okay? As we'll see later, that was the second trip up, according to Moshe, 40 days and 40 nights. And it sounds from Parshas Ekev there like there was only one tefillah. So in our Sedra, again, to summarize, it sounds like there were two tefillahs. There was a tefillah when he was still up on the mountain, that's by Chal Moshe. Then after he came down and broke the luchos and broke the egel up and so on, went back again by Yosha Moshe Hashem, the psukah that we started with, and that's not the way it's presented in Eker. Ibn Ezra, back in our Sedra, in Perek Lamed Beis, on Pasuk Gedala, says, Vayichal Moshe, Yesh Omrim, Kizos HaTfilah here on his Karas Mepashas Vayah Eker. There are those who say that this tefillah, Vayichal, right, is the tefillah that was discussed over there in Parshas Eker, we just read about, Vizua tefillah, really, this should be written after Moshe went back up. In other words, as part of the first set of psukim that I have on the page, Parak Lamed Beis, Psukim Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis, Ayosha Moshe Hashem, that's really where the word, the Vayichal, speaks. Al Kain, and that's why it ends, Vayinochem Hashem, Al Aroa Shedibel Asosemo, Achar Shispalo Visnapal Arvoin Yom, after he davened for 40 days, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, calm down and change his mind. Because says the Ibn Ezra, "V'imnichem al Rabba Rishona matam lomar ulay chapra bar chatoshem." Says the Ibn Ezra, because how does the parsha of Vayichal end? "V'yinochem Hashem al Roa shedibel yama." Right, Hashem, you know, changed his mind. He was calmed down, so to speak, and he changed his mind regarding the bad that he's going to do to the Jewish people. So it sounds like done. He forgave them. So why would Moshe have to go back and daven again? That's Ibn Ezra's point. Yeah, Moshe really davened, this tefillah took place up on, if this tefillah of Vayichal took place up on the mountain, what would be the purpose in going back? And he refers, because I didn't print on the page, but the pasuk before Vayasho Moshe Hashem, he tells the people after he breaks the ego, I'm going to go back up there, let's see if Hashem will forgive you, right? I'll go back up. Ulay achapro bar chat Hashem. What do you mean? He already did. He already forgave him. So it's a little strange that Moshe Rabbeinu will go back up after already having attained that Kodesh Baruch Hu's forgiveness with the Pesukim Vayichal. Therefore, right, Hakis Kiyar B'Sar Vayigal Har Govdav Az Shavu Yispal Hashem Ma'adi Salat Aron Asher Yassi Yufayim V'acheyam Amru Ki Tfilas Al Tashkeis Amcha Eina Azos and Iskeres Malkom Azeh. And others say it's not the same tefillah. Two different tefillahs. Ulefi Dati Ki Tame Atfilas Shavim. The themes are the same, like I just showed you, Kasher HaForesh, and he shows the parallel. Okay? And basically, the idea of the Ibn Ezra is that it's in fact only one tefillah. And it was really said when he went back up. It's written, the last words of the Prince of the Ibn Ezra, the fact that it's written earlier, the last phrase, the Zosa Parsha Haisa Ruli Kosim Acharvash Moshe Hashem, the Ein Mukdom Mukhabat Torah. The old Ein Mukdom Mukhabat Torah. The Torah does not always present events in their actual chronological order. Torah, at the end of the day, is not a history book, and there are things that are presented in the Chumash that are not in order. That's there for sure. A lot of people say that some don't hold from that order. It's not correct. You have to. There's some places you absolutely must say that. Because, for example, Chumash Bamidbar, when it talks about the census, it says the census took place in the second year, in the second month, and later on, in Balos, it speaks of an event that happened in the first, is out of order for sure. Now you have to figure out why would it turn. Doesn't mean you can invoke this anytime you like. Right. Because why would the Torah present something out of order if it could present it in order? I mean, you know.
Do we say that for the Hamishah Svarim, or do we say it only after Bereishis?
Well, I guess even within Bereishis, there are places you could say it. I mean, no one can go so far, obviously, as to claim that, you know, Moshe lived before Avram or something like that. You can't just randomly say it. But within, I mean, can anybody, yeah.
That's the question you get from high school students. Did Avram know Moshe?
Yeah, right. But, you have to have a compelling reason to say it. You don't just invoke it for no reason. And you have to try and understand why the Torah would then present it in the wrong order. I mean, you know, I'm taught the history, Jewish history and world history. Sometimes you find even in a textbook, for example, let's say you're learning about England. So it'll tell what was going on in England, and it'll end in 1650, whatever it is. Then it'll go back and tell what was going on in France at that time, the next chapter. They're going back already 100 years, you know, so you already went further years because they were dealing first with England. The next chapter talks about what happened in France, and it brings France up to 1650. I mean, so it's not necessarily, yeah. Right, that's the point. So the Torah is not a history book, so there's a reason, like Yitzhak said, they wanted to link episodes together for some reason, right? A lot of times Rashi tries to figure out why the Loma Nitzmecha Parsha Zuha, why is this section juxtaposed to that? There must be some lesson, right? Whether it's Halacha or Rashi, right? You have to look at each time, but Ibn Ezra has, doesn't explain why here, but he says, Ein Muktar Ruch HaBatar. That's Ibn Ezra. The Ramban in our Sedra here disagrees. The Ramban is very, very loath to use this Ein Muktar Ruch HaBatar. He will only use it when he's absolutely backed into a corner. You have to say this event took place. Ramban is not, Rashi is freer in using it, as is Ibn Ezra.
Any value we show them that, you know, that are not as axiotic that hold.
That never happens? You can't, because they're placed where it's dated. I mean, they're placed where Torah
presents. Everybody's masking
that. The cloud is this.
The cloud.
Right.
The question is,
how often can you invoke it when the Ramban really will not use it unless there's just no other way to read it.
Doesn't Rashi say that, or is it when Moshe takes his staff after he already left to go back to Mitzrayim, Rashi says that's just to show you in Mitzrayim.
Could be. I forgot that offhand. But I'll give an example really within the sedes we're in now, right? Because the way we have the order, Tumen Tetzaveh, the Tzivui concerning the building of the Mishkan and the making of the Big Day Kahuna that we read about the last 2 weeks, according to the order of the Chumash, came before the Chet Egel. And then by Akon Pekudei, which is the fulfillment of the Tzivu of making the Mishkan, that's the place after Chet Egel. So that's if you assume everything in the right order. Rashi says not that way. Rashi says the Chet Egel preceded the whole anything to do with the Mishkan. The Ramban disagrees. So it's a machlokas in many places. But the Ramban here...
Is Ibn Ezra's contemporary of Rashi?
A little after. Okay, so the Ramban summarizes Ibn Ezra in one sentence. Lama Shaniyecha, Abchor V'Das, Abinu Avram, that's Ibn Ezra, Abchor V'Ezra. Ki Moshe lo ispal be'ad Yisrael kol zman shahay savoruz abinem. What's his logic? He said Moshe would not have davened. You know, Moshe was up on the mountain, right? And Hashem told him that they made the eagle. Still, Moshe had to see it for himself. He would not have then davened, forgive them. Maybe the attack is so horrible that he wouldn't have been able to figure out any limud chus. Right, first I'm going to go down and see what's going on. Right, that's what he said. He had to first destroy the eagle, you know, get rid of the problem. That's what says Ibn Ezra, right? And that's the Ramban's understanding. At first, take care of, the situation. Go down, see what's going on, stop the Avodah Zarah, stop the Chet Egel, and then go back up and beg to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In words, you can't beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, think about it for a second. He needs to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive him. They're still dancing with the eagle down below. Right, it's a little silly. So it says Ibn Ezra. Moshe first went down, got rid of the problem, right? You put out the fire, then you go start investigating, what I can do next. And that's Ibn Ezra's psad, right? So Lamosha always followed by Yisrael, calls Mansha, I saw what his urban name, Abba Kasha Amal, Herman, and Yisrael name, he's Bonica, Dora Talabi, the Eirid, Ubiar Haiga, the Shah, the Spa, Barbara, and Yama, Emukta Mukhwatar. Fine.
But you could say that if Moshe is not Mispala before he leaves the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the time he goes and dresses
we're too late.
He knows that Kodesh Baruch Hu will not...
So not only could you say that, that's what Ramban does say. That's exactly what Ramban disagrees. Ain't that the king. I don't agree.
Okay.
Bavur Shatila Sh'osu B'shua Hu Asher Yisapa. He quotes again the Psukim. I'm going to have to read everything inside. And he says that why would the Torah put it in two different places? Rather, on the third line, Avalahein Shtei Tfilos. Fifth line. There are two different Tfilos. Rechein Nireh. Okay, ki kasher amala nichla yichar people hem achalem. When Hashem said, "Leave me alone, I'll destroy these people," miyad chola pre Hashem, like Henry just said, he immediately daven. There's no time to lose. Velo icher kol ki hayare pen yetsa kesef with Hashem. He was afraid he's going to say, "Hang on here a moment. I'll go downstairs, see what's going on." Right, and by the time he gets down, that comes over so angry. There's always been, who knows, a plague, some terrible catastrophe, so many people could die, Achonatan, etc. Most of them don't take any chances. So he davened right away, Miyad Amar, Alam Hashem Yechav Pavecha, etc. He brings rise to this, and his basic point is he achieved what we might call in English today a stay of execution. Right? You know, like sometimes you have the thing of, listen, I mean, give me a lawyer, right? Give me 2 weeks, don't do anything yet, let me prepare my case, so to speak, right? They'll ask for a delay. Or something, and you calm the person down, tell them, okay, I hear your point, you're upset, and you're right, but let me go look into it. You get a stay of execution. That's what Ramban learns, okay? And therefore, Ramban said, that's why it says, Vayinochem Hashem, ala roa shediber laso samo. Doesn't say forgave him, some didn't forgive him. He just said, you know, he, Vayinochem ala roa. He withheld, I'm not going to punish, I'm not going to do the evil that I plan to do, just yet, you know what I mean? But he didn't forgive them, right? He just said, Vayinochem. Okay, and then, after Moshe went down, okay, that bought him some time, basically. That bought him the time to go down, destroy the ego, break the luchos, give whatever message you had to give, and then he said, now let me go back and see what I can do. Okay? I'll be able to, the psukim in Parshas Ekev. Psukim Parshas Ekev record only one tefillah. That was, again, that seems to be like Ibn Ezra. Psukim Ekev, don't mention any. Then he went up, and the first he davened, and went down, and went back and davened again. It says one set of tefillahs, which again is like Ibn Ezra. There's only one tefillah. It says the Ramban, that's no raya. Because what it says over there in Parshas Ekev, bear in mind that what's going on there in Chumash Dvarim. It's a recap. It's a synopsis. It doesn't present every last detail. It's gay in general. Moshe davened. He davened a little bit before, he davened a little bit after, came down, right, went back up. It doesn't give every single thing. It's basically just kind of a, you know, like I said, a synopsis. And Vespal Hashem and so on. He says he can sort of match the psukim, you know, to refer, so to speak, to both tefillahs. The Lahutzrach Lahazkar tefillah shenis. You know, you don't have to mention. He said he went back up 40 days. You don't have to write every time. How many times did Moshe daven? I mean, daven. The Parshas Ekev doesn't summarize every single thing he did and said. In the general sense, he davened. Right. So that's what the Ramban insists. In Tovim Masharashi Takir Be'emesher State tefillahs. There are two different tefillahs. First. First is Vayachal, then it was Sophie Snapel with Meshem Arboinom, and so on. So that's the Shita of the Ramban. So, this is just all background information, but it's nice to sometimes just look at the Psukim Chumash, you know, which, not forget that Chumash is Chumash, not just an excuse to say over Halacha. So, that's all the background of Machlokas, Ramban, and Ibn Ezra as to what happened with the Tefillahs. What leads us into the discussion I want to speak about in terms of Halacha is the term that was used in Parshas Ekev there, again, it was in Source 3, Dvarim Perek Tes Pasuk Kaf Hei, it says, Bo'es Napal with Hashem. I fell, right? Like I just collapsed, I prostrated myself on the ground, you know, in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bo'es Napal with Hashem. Okay? Rashi there in Ekev says in Source 6, Elohein Atzmon, Hamur Lamala, that's the other Pesukah, again, the earlier reference to the earlier Pesukah, the Kaf Man Kan. Because here it said the actual tefillah. What does it say? Look at the next Rashi. V'es napal lifnei Hashem, in that earlier source, V'es napal lifnei Hashem karishona arboim yom. I fell and spent again, like the first time, 40 days. So Rashi gives you again a little bit of chronology here. Shenemar. V'atal el Hashem elaycha prodat ma'ar sedja. V'osa aliyah nisakavti arboim yom. Nimzu kolen b'chof tes ba'av. Just a little chronology. I think in every single shiur I've ever taught, you know, when I taught for a year in yeshiva, whatever level, adults, youngsters, all, the first couple of days, my Gemara, you may remember, the first couple of days, I spent time just giving a brief overview from Matan Torah till the Achronim, just a couple of days, so people know just a perspective. You know, people study, don't realize sometimes what exactly happened with the introduction to Torah Shabbat Peh, basically. And what the different contributions of Torah Shabbat Peh are, just to have a, you know, perception of what's going on. It's a lot of students that don't know, and it's worth chazing. But anyway, so here's what happened. It says the end of the 29th of Av. Why? Shu'ala b'shonas of Thomas ki b'yom nisras ha'kadosh baruch hu l'yisrael v'amal ha'moshe p'solach ha'snei luchos osa od arbi yom k'nimson k'alam yom ha'kipurim. What happened? Let's go back a step. You can look at the Rashi and so some of the Rashi and our Sadra are the same thing. It gives you the whole chronology. Moshe Rabbeinu went up and received the Luchos Shavuos, right? I mean, it was the Shavuos, he went up, that was the Mamad Har Sinai, the sixth of Sivan. Shavuos is the sixth of Sivan. So from there, that's the Gemara Shabbos. But, so he was up there then for 40 days, yeah? So for 40 days, from the seventh of Sivan, that ends on Shavuos of Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu came down and Shavuos Haluchos. That's a mission in the Tainus, that's one of the reasons why we fast on Shavuos of Tammuz. The more popular reason is because that's when they broke through the walls of Yerushalayim on the way to the Sword of Beis HaMikdash, but the mission actually mentions that several things happened on the 17th of Tammuz, and one of them is that Moshe smashed the Luchos. In the Slichos of Shavuos of Tammuz, we certainly make reference to that as well. We focus on the other because it's Shavuos of Tammuz kicks off for 3 weeks, and it's building up to Tisha B'Av, etc. But certainly that's one of the tragedies of Shavuos of Tammuz. Moshe broke the Luchos. So then on the 18th of Tammuz, that's what Rashi says, both in Ekev and in Arsedra, that the Rashi looking to us, hey, in Arsedra, he says, Shavuos of Tammuz is Shavu HaLuchos. On the 18th, he burnt the Egel and judged those who were sinned and so on. And then he went up. On the 19th of Allah, he went back on the 19th of Tammuz. He went back up. It's a little bit of a steerer because Rashi and Eka said he went back up on the 18th. Okay, I'm just pointing it out. It's a horror. But anyway, that was the day Moshe went back up. And it says, Asosham Arboim Yom. Because it says, when it's not Polish, Nehashem, Kori Shona. I davened again, like the first time, 40 days. So from the 19th of Tammuz, 40 days, that brings you down to Chof Tes Av. And then, over Rosh Chodesh, Elul, the next day, Om Nemar Lova, Elisa Vaboka, Har Sinai, Lekabu Luchos, and that's Psalacha. Also, this we said, Psalacha, Shnelucho, now you gotta get the second Luchos. So he went off for a third set of 40 days and 40 nights, and from Rosh Chodesh, Elul, 40 days, that's Yom Kippur. Right, and Yom Kippur, as Rashi says again at the end of Ekev, he says, that's why, Bo Bayom, Nisrat Sakash Baruch, Yisrael B'Sim, Chavam Ala Moshe, Salach Tiki Baracha. Right?
With Machlokas, if the Esnapal is saying that the second, that we, if everybody agrees that the second time Moshe went up was 40 days,
yeah,
and they base it on the Esnapal, but
right,
it's just Kurishona,
right,
so then there would have to have been Tfila in the first time before he went down to break the loopholes, because the Esnapal is a Russian
but Esnapal is the middle 40 days. The question is, before he came down and smashed Luchos, did he daven? That's the Machlokas Rambam.
No, because this Esnapal, the first time he went up?
No, that's the second time. Korishona, like the first time, I mean, number of days. For Esnapal, he smashed Hashem Korishona. He went up and daven. Not that he davened,
that's
40
right,
days, I'm sorry,
okay,
not right, the time, it was the time span, not the field.
It's
interesting if you, I don't see that either the Ramban or even has addressed that issue. It's an interesting thing, maybe it sounds like he's not going to daven. I think this means the amount of days was parallel to the first time. But okay, anyway, that's the story. So now, but I stress, the Lashon there is less Napal. It's Lashon of Tefillah, but falling down. Source 9, Paratest Pasuk Tes. There, Moshe describes, Balosi Hahara, right? Balosi Hahara, Lakachas Luchos Avarim, Luchos Abrisa Shekras, and Rechem, Va'eshev Bahar, Arboin Yom Barbarim Lilo. Lechem Lachalti, my Moshe. Here it says, Va'eshev Bahar. Yeah, Sap. Before it says, that's Napal. Here it says, Va'eshev. Varim Parak Yud, Pasuk Yud, Vanochi, next source, Vanochi, Amadafi Bahar, Kaim Rishon Arba Yom Barba Laila. So we have three different verbs. Lesnapal, Laeshev, and Amadafi. So like, what's going on? I mean, they're all different languages, and what's the situation? So, alright, so what do you have to say, Mustama? Did all three, right? I mean, you know, different verbs, because he did all three. So based on this idea, the Avudraham, of David Avudraham, the late Rishon, quoted all the time in the Torah, halachas of tefillah and orachaim and yonim. So in seder shachris shalchol perusha, Avudraham is probably more correctly pronounced Avudraham. The mishiv is Avudraham. So Avudraham. So David Avudraham writes as follows: V'nosim kolatibra noflim, because after the shmonesrei, after chazal shat, noflim kolatibra apneim betzira masmolos. We call tachanun. Right, everyone falls on their left arm. And you say various different tilim that we say. And later on, he says, We say towards the end of Tachanun a line, "Va'anachnu lo neda ma'anase." We don't know what we're going to do. And says Rav Udram, "Batam shenagu lomar va'anachnu lo neda, klomar, kvar asinu ki'inyan sa'asa Moshe Bahar, v'aliyos l'kabal Torah." We have done everything that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Shenemar b'tchila v'eishav Bahar, v'los yeshiva. First it says v'eishav, v'achar kach v'anochem marati Bahar, v'achar kach v'snapal esnei Hashem, v'chein asinu anachnu. B'tchila p'suke azmiris b'yeshiva, p'suke azimah we said sitting down, v'achar kach yud ches, this one esrei b'amida, standing up, v'achar kach nefilas apayim, we call tachanun, is v'snapal. That's what we do. And that's exactly the Torah quotes this Avudram in Arachayim Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, Arachayim Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Torah quote, that's why we say Tachanun in this falling position. And by the way, let me just stress that, the idea of Osai is not to, it's not a din in the arm, so to speak. Shechter writes Nevesh HaRav, I saw someone once a Rav, it's not like this. He says talking like this. It's not a matter of covering your hand, covering your face with your arm. It's a matter of your face being parallel to the ground. It's really falling down. So we don't fall all the way down. So we put on our arm, but the face is towards the ground. Try and get your bend your body to the point that your face is the face from the ground. Right.
People stand on the wall.
Right. It's not really right. It's you're really first. You're really trying to. But even if you're standing, but look down, not like up. It's not a din in the arm. But that's not power. That's exactly what the Avudram says in the Torah quotes.
You have to cover your face also.
Right. But
you have to have a sweep.
Yeah, that's what the Shabur writes. Highly questionable why that's so. But anyway, that's the lesson of the Torah. The Mishnah Berurah writes.
Yeah. It should be right hand. You guys are doing it on your right hand. I have to be left hand.
Right, but I guess it's in the morning of Tefillin. Like, many don't do it. The Machlokas is doing it in Tefillin.
Right, but I'm left-handed, so I have my
tool
on my right hand. You
have
the other way. You fall on your right.
You're right.
You guys all fall
on your
right.
That's true. You're right. So we should. You're right.
The Abudah would say,
"Dui
on the
twin." It could be that they're going like that. I don't know if you can bring a right like that. I have to look. And the going held like that. The going held, you can fall even on the arm with a tool in it. But most Ashkenazim don't go like that. So. Anyway, Mishabur writes, that's printed in source 11. The tour song, that's the tour you told me got chopped out, right? It doesn't matter. It's the Avudah on the same thing. Okay. Computer resistant to the tour. All right. So in source 11, Mishnah Berurah, Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Cotton Pass. Lefi Yishayis Palmu B'chol Inyan Shiyuchal Adam L'Ispal. We have davened our Kodesh Baruch in every posture we can possibly come up with. B'yeshiva B'inu V'nfilas Apayim. Kemo Shasa Moshe V'nal V'sham. Shem Reisha V'har V'nal Chamanatar V'snap Al Azmei Hashem. U'me'achar Eitz Mishnah Berurah. She'ein banu koch l'ispal b'inyan acher. We have no other way to daven. That's it. What else are we supposed to do? We're going to stand on our head. What else can we do? Anu omrim v'anachnu l'neda manaseh. As we say, out of a certain amount of frustration, v'anachnu l'neda manaseh. V'roi, says the Mishnah Berurah, and it's halacha, should be aware of. V'roi loma v'anachnu l'neda b'yeshiva manaseh b'amida. You actually change your posture in the middle of that line. V'anachnu l'neda, pop, that's you're sitting, now stand up, manaseh. To just emphasize that. Sort of, not only confusion, but the approach that we're approaching in different ways that we can. That's how the Mishnah Berurah holds. Now,
can we do all three postures in Tachanun itself?
That's correct, yeah. Lamaisa, that's the Mishnah Berurah saying. Lamaisa, that's not how it appears in the... that's not how it appears in the tour and in the Avudram, but Lamaisa, I think that's the Mishnah Berurah saying, we actually do all three in Tachanun. And that's exactly it. Now, the idea that Beis Yosef... mind giving a tour? For our Chaim Aleph.
Well, he does.
Yeah.
Came with my Shakibah.
Oh, with the right season. Yeah, it was.
That's why the Gil Nikrash, the Yadalas, the Yadays, the Yamal, the Yadalak, that's love, 5 days.
Yeah.
24 hours.
Yeah.
120 connected to 120 days that you were talking about the last 7 hours.
Aha, that's a three days, of the three sets of 40. Okay, very good. So the takes over from the threat at Har Sinai. Okay, good, yeah, very good.
That one was Harkig against this one was right.
Full Kabbalah. Good. So the just a couple of thank you. The Beis Yosef here, and this I think that the computer except for this whole Beis Yosef, you only need part of it. So I'm just going to read from the Beis Yosef itself. The Beis Yosef writes again. First of all. Ula'achar shesiyam ha'shatz chazar to nofam ha'playim, we spell him, poshut b'kai heaven the sources, poshut b'kam makomus b'tamus nofam ha'playim la'achar tefillah. Okay, that comes after davening. Now, v'chosol tamir ha'ashbo b'hazov, you can read it in there, this is, v'gabi uvdil av'lezben hurkanus. That's the famous Gemara in, I'm going to see, you all know the Gemara. That's when Abelazim and Horkness refused to accept the psak of the other Tamei Chachamim on the issue of a certain oven, Tamei Shachnai, right, the Tumen Tara. That's where Abelazim and Horkness says, if I'm right, let the tree jump, you know, and the tree did jump. And if I'm right, let the waters change. Everything he said happened. Let the Basco come down. And everything did, but they still didn't pass him like it. So later on, they put the Abelazim into Cheren for refusing to, and then he davened. So now, Parashah, close to Rashba, a very important din, Mikan She'em L'daber Bein Tfilo L'Tchina. Rashba learns in that Gemara based on that Mikan She'em L'daber Bein Tfilo L'Tchina. You need to understand the significance of Tachna. Tachna is much maligned. Okay? I mean, just the way it is. People, you know, are looking for excuses not to say Tachna, and there are loads of them. And, you know, it's like, it creates the impression, sadly, really, that the Tachanun is not really that significant. It's not important. Whatever we can leave it out, we do. And that's not really it. We see here that Tachanun is actually part and parcel to a certain extent of the Shemoneh Esrei. To the point that you're not allowed to be mafsik in between the Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun. That's also true. Okay. But as he said towards the end, Mehai Uvda Shamina She'en Lahasim B'tchila Tfila, the Kain Kazbar Khashani Shimagaonim, Sha'in Ladaba Bertula Tkina, the Kula Kain, listen to Lashon, Beis Yosef. Kain Tfila Arichtahi. Okay, it's like a tfila, it's all one long prayer. I mean, we don't usually view Tachran that way. Okay, but Lamaisa, that's the Lashon of Beis Yosef here, quoting the Tamir Rashba, Kain, or the name of the Gaonim, Sha'in Ladaba, the Kula Kain Tfila Arichtahi. So that's, you know, that's quite a,
not with an Allah, right?
Huh?
Not with an Allah.
Tfila. Okay, right, Ka'im and I am right. It's a Ka'im. Right, it's like a Tfila Arichta. And therefore it says in the Shulchan Aruch, which is in the next source, if you have, you can leave out the rest of the Beis Yosef, but it'll be on the back of the last page, actually, the 13. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Ein Ledaber, Bein Tfila and Tfila Sapayim, Kishanofal, period. Not a lot of talk. Okay? And here's where there are more discussions about doing the hand of Tfila, not the hand of Tfila alluded to before. The Mishnah Berurah writes, why ain ledaber, sivkotin aleph, asimun kuf lamed aleph, the ayyidei ze ain p'chinoso, shemishchanein, b'nei adem miskabelas. Okay, otherwise it feels not going to be, miskabelas kol kach. He adds, the daf dik shemaskal is oske b'dava chem legaro, sikha b'amal eslan bo. Okay, some of this, necessary conversation, that's not an issue, and that's why he says, the kosher in the lovers, dava kedusha, go mashram sikha b'tchinas, go nurachum, Vada Mutal Hafsik. Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering myself. 1 second. The Mishnah Berurah, source 14. Tfilas HaPayim. I'm sure I'm in Tfilas HaPayim. I read it wrong before. Somebody else. But Tfilas HaPayim. Ain't Chesh Mishchan. Tfilas HaPayim is Kabelas Kolcha. If you talk in between Shemoneh Esrei and the Tfilas HaPayim, and by the way, that's what Tachan is called, Nefilas HaPayim, the falling of the face. I should have said that before. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to talk. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Kaf HaChaim insists on this. He quotes some more Mekel. The Magen Avraham happens a little more Mekel. It is not so terrible. But at the end, there are many who are rather insistent that the person should avoid any kinds of conversation with regards to Tachan. Now, it's called Nefilas HaPayim. I just want to read for a moment. Some Rishonim already, Rokeach, and Achon quote, discuss where do you do in the Nefilas HaPayim. It wasn't printed over here, but the Ramah, it's called the Ramah, in Sim Kuf Lamed Aleph, in Sif Bey, seems to indicate that you only actually fall in the presence of a Sefer Torah. Now that's the Lashon of the Mechaber, quoted from the Son of the Sons of the Rokeach. Nefilas HaPayim, the Yusuf Olam Umar, that's what the Mechaber says. Says the he's sitting, not standing, but then the Ramah writes, Yesh Omam, Dein Nefilas HaPayim, Elabakum, Sheish Aram, the Sefer Torah, Besochol. That's a say quoted from that Beis Yosef. The Shechter quotes in the Sefer Nefesh Harav, the first Sefer on page Kuf Lamed Dalad. Aminah Graveno Hayli Pala Ponav Letachra Afilu Vakum Shein Shom Sefer Torah. The Rav used to do even with no Sefer Torah. Udalo Karamo. Okay, and so it's a different shitas. Some say it was insistent. Insistent had to be minion. Or other considerations. Taz about it. Taz says, yeah, what if it's Aaron without a Sefer Torah? And what if you're by yourself and a minion? Does that make a difference? Anyway, Bechein Nagel Hatos, that we were just saying before, Dr. Ryan, Bechein Nagel Hatos Tamid Al Tzad Smol. The Rav always fell on his left hand, Afilu B'Shachris, Kasher Olav HaTzulam, when he's wearing Tzulam. He wasn't worried about that problem. Didn't always. He also quotes Midivei Rambam his portion of Filas Apayim Achrei Filas Chova Evil Orishus. Okay, this is a Chova based on the Rambam. Okay, because the Rambam writes at certain things in Ma'akev it's a Tefillah you have to do. One of them is Kriya and Ashtach Avoya, and that's an example of Ashtach Avoya, as the Rambam writes on Ochi Yud Gimel. This is all in Nefesh Haram. Yeshav L'Aretz V'Nofal Aponav Aretz U'Mischan V'Cholat Tachun Shiyirta. So he describes what is considered Ashtach Avoya, a form of bowing. So that's what we do in terms of Tachlan. So Tachlan is a significant. Bottom line is, Abos, we see so far that the Tachlan is so integral part of the Shmoneh, of the davening that you should not talk in between the Shmoneh and the Tachlan. Otherwise, like the Mishnah Berurah says, it won't be accepted the same way. And the Rav was insisting that the Rambam holds that falling in Tachlan is much of a part of the tefillah. So it's almost like an akivus tefillah. Now here's what he writes: Upam mislotsa v'enem be'emtsa shu'al yartzet shalal eiz rav modernish ha'elo swivel chair. Okay, someone had a swivel chair. L'shelos al beis haknesho, he sat in a swivel chair. Yosul olomer tachron hitos kol gufal gabo. He leaned back in a swivel chair and he said tachron like this, and the rav made fun of it because it's not right. The idea is to look down and so on. Someone said the covering the face, that's an extra thing. You said that's an extra thing, but the ikar is to be facing towards the ground. That's what the Rav says. Yeah.
Could be.
Okay, now. What's that? Don't remember. Why should it be like that? Let's see.
When you put in the
The skin is small, right. That's what they quote. The skin is small one, yeah. Is that what, I think you're right, it is, because usually it's even on the arms, it's a tilt to the left, yeah. Alright, anyway, the other thing I want to mention though is with all this, we know that Tachlan is not recited on certain occasions. Now, what's that all about? So the assumption is that sometimes the Simcha we don't say Tachlan. So obviously on Shabbos we don't say Tchinas anyway. We have to Chalamo Yitchanak Kippurim Beizir have Simcha because Tachlan is such a serious Tila. Probably you can't have proper Kavona on those days for Tachlan if you're such a joyous mood. Right? You're so good mood. You're not going to say the Tachlan with the proper Kavona. That's really the ikker of not saying Tachlan on certain days of the year. Now, of course, it gets extended. Really, I once said, there's a concept in halacha of gito v'yado boim kechad. Never did by an eved. How do you ever give an eved his shtar shichur, his document of emancipation? Because whatever an eved gets belongs to the owner. So how does he ever get it? So the Gemara's expression, gito, an older simplifying, but basically gito v'yado boim kechad. He gets the star shifra, and that act gives him right away the hand to be able to accept it. That's why I said, if you want to omit tachanon, just announce there's no tachanon. There'll be such a simcha that simcha will be gone. There's no tachanon. That's gito v'yachniyot v'bon kechad. But in all seriousness, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Dalad over there, of Sim Kuf Laman Av, source 15, no du shol l'popen lo beis ovo v'lo beis ha-choson, lo beis ha-knez yom ha-mila v'lo kish yesh ha-choson, and so on. There's some of the different story. There's some of the different in because of din, right? That you're so upset, and it's almost like you're already under the umbrella of din, so to speak, the whole week. So you don't need the tachron the same way and so on. Pesach is a different story.
Zayin Adar, we should tachron.
So now there's going to come to.
Are we going to skip it next Zayin Adar?
I don't think so. Okay. Well, it depends what community. Listen to this. Just listen as you get a picture of tachron. Before we get to the surprising statement, but it's a taz. Right? And a lot of people know the Taz, but we should know at least something in the Mishnah Berurah. The Taz writes, again, in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, so that's the din, if there's a chosan and shul, our practice is not only the chosan of the day of the chosan, but the whole week of Sheva Brachas. Everyone's delighted to hear that there's a chosan and shul, and they ask them to make sure you come on Monday, make sure you come on Thursday, we can save time in davening. That's what we do. Okay, so the Taz, in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, writes the following. Guess what? Yeah, exactly right. Let me just find it here. Minag, one second.
Yeah,
that's an interesting question, but that's what he says. He says that the minag, now I can't find it here, the minag in Rhinus, just a second. Where is it? Just a moment. Yeah. In Germany somewhere.
Rhine,
yeah. Just a second. I thought I had it here just a moment. Where in the world is it? I'll find it. But he mentioned the minig in some place in Germany was talking that the chosim did not come to shul. They would ask the chosim basically not to come to shul. Here it is. Okay, nearly he says the chol zayin yemei mishta lo yavo a chosim abeis hakneses mitam zeh shelo yimnau lo mar pacharim. And also the Mishnah Berurah says it. The Mishnah Berurah says it in Sivkot and Chav Vav. Fine. They wouldn't the whole 7 days of the party, 7 days of Shema Brachos. Okay? And he writes at the end, Lachin Tov Li Zaher, Shalo Yikonis Achosim Abeis HaKnesses, Kozayin Amisa, Shin Nimnoin Lomar Tachron Vavuro. The Chosim should stay home. It sounds like you should miss Baruch Hu because you don't want to deprive people, you know. And I guess if you can find a shul where people don't feel that bad about it, then it's tough. But otherwise, if people feel fine, listen to this on both sides. The Minchas is a loser. That's all right. The Minchas Eloza. The Minchas Eloza Chassidishim. Oh, wow, that's a come to now. Good. Listen to this, folks. The Minchas Eloza, the Munkat Shereb. They never say Tachra. Oh, you go there, they say Tachra anyhow. But I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you, listen to the Minchas Elazar. Minchas Elazar was the leader of the Munkash Chassidim before the war. He had a sefer called Divrei Torah. This is in Madura Tlisah. Random Divrei Torah, different stuff. Yeah, it's a collection. It's Chela Gimel, Madura Tlisah. Os Pei Gimel. Hine Bidvar HaTachanon. Regarding Tachanon. Shenagu Neha Miskanim B'Shem Chassidim. Some people who call themselves Chassidim, right, the Minchas Elazar, it's finisher. Lahakel kolkach, there's some maker of tachanun. Bli tam v'reach, he says. No, ad shemedi ledegichoch. You know, you may choke on it. With frat mashaomim b'chol yom b'yom kimat shuyartzeh shel tzadik ploni uploni. It's every day. This guy's yartzeh. The other one's yartzeh. Who dover hamedi ledechok? It becomes a joke, but it's a joke. Machiv halev. It hurts my heart. It gives me pain in the heart. Ki halo ein lecha kol yom b'yom she'ein beharbe yartzeh. There's no day in a calendar. It's not going to be at someone's yard site. The Hanavim, the Tanoim, the Amorim. Right? You go all the way back to all the Nevi'im and all the Tanoim, all the Amorim, Rishonim, Achonim, Hema, the Tami, Dehem, La Alof, Mervavavos. And I mean them, and it's all thousands, 10,000. Ubal Korcha, yeah. Ubal Korcha, Kol Yom V'Yom, Zmanim, Yiskal, it's somebody's yard site every day, says the Minchas Eloza. You can't, Lama Tiknu Kala, but say not post Minchas Nefilas Apayim. Why bother all the, have a whole simon, Kuf Laman out, chop it out, say there's no Tachlan on everybody's yard site, there's someone's yard site every day.
Okay.
Okay. And he said, the Gam Bissorm, we have other Sorm, Hilula Rabba to this, Hilula. Anyway, he says, at the end, the basic point is the Minchas Eloza. And, you know, it was a chassidisha, and he's denigrated. He says this is just a mistake, and he says, you don't know, the Arizal says it's so important to be able to say tachanun, okay, because it's necessary for the tefillah to be complete. He says it's like the kavan of tachanun. He says, he quotes a certain rav who said that he doesn't want to say tachanun because it'll be ma'ora kitrug against Kal Yisrael. He says, Zeptos, now it's a mistake. If you're near Loyoda, this person doesn't know what the Arizal said. The Arizal said that the Vidui is will take away the sins. He says, like the Sari La'azoza. Then he goes on why we don't say certain Tachanan, like Bohm in other cases. But at the end of the day, by Mincha, that he justifies, because Mincha ben Chsidim davened very late, is the after Shkia, so that's the time, it's a time not to say tach anymore. Right. That says okay, but that he justified. But both I see from Chassidus, well, great to know Chassidus, that you should not be misotit in tachanon. Just end the middle of the.
Marab, where you get
Soli. Yeah.
The wife of.
Willas. Yemeshufu. Yeah. That's one of the sources that for the concept of tachanon, that we would talk and so on. Yeah.
No, she's preventing from. she prevented him from saying tachnun.
Right, right, because he was every day. Yeah.
No, because she wanted to pray.
That he would daven for the she was punished. Yeah, for the yeah. punish. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that shows the koach, I'm saying. Yeah. Just to finish off, the Rav Moshe Sternberg says in the Chelek Aleph in Kuf Lamed Daled, Seder Nefilas Apayim. First, he writes Seder Nefilas Apayim Nora Ma'od. V'ikara mikra ha'ili pol b'karka mamash kol yom kippurim. Really, we should fall on the floor like we do in Yom Kippur. Okay, rach nagu isa b'karka. We don't do it because there are massive other problems. Okay, but he says we put the ha'om ikra mitzvah v'yakos ha'rizal shabein birka b'machavi the way we do it and so on. And the idea is ikra lipo b'rosha mata mul ha'karka. Okay, and on the zro lo b'yad, he explained not on the hand but on the arm, and we mentioned this before. Some Sephardim, he says don't do it. Eitzel kama chasidim la omer tachon kolom b'mincha, the judge justifies it, says maybe the whole idea, in effect, is on the contrary. A person shouldn't say tachonon if he can't have proper kavona. Tachonon is, the other way, not the tachonon's secondary tefillah, so we have a teretz to knock it out, so we'll knock it out. No, it's a din, if you can't have kavona, so maybe that's what it means, maybe that's the chasidim always besimcha, so they never have proper kavona for tachonon. Maybe that's a justification. I mean that somewhat seriously. The point is that maybe when you have a yard site, it's a Yom HaHilula, a person feels, in a certain sense in a good mood because the neshama has an aliyah and so on. In any event, it comes out of a reverence for tachanun, not originally. I don't know how people look at it today. But originally, perhaps, it comes out of a reverence for tachanun, not out of a belittling of tachanun. We make a mistake. We think, tachanun, we'll skip tachanun. I think I mentioned it previously. I remember one time going on a plane to Eretz Yisrael. The diamond in the back of the plane, and the chassidim got out to the yamin, and he went baruch chazos hashanta. I'm baruch to myself, b'shalom. He's kind of like minishima achas. It wasn't like looking around. Not even a. They asked him afterwards, what happened to tachanun? So yes, he must come from a literature background. So I said, no, I don't. But it's where I go, because the literature look for reasons here to say tachanun. We look for reasons not to say tachanun. I said, okay, but what's the reason not to say tachanun? So that when you're traveling on a journey, you don't say tachanun. As an Eretz Yisrael, not only I went to Rabbi Rubinstein as a posek in Karmi Yavne, and I asked him, he never heard that. Eventually I found that the Rechaim Taka says that for a totally different reason. The Rechaim says you leave out tachanun on a journey because the Gemara says when you're traveling, you say tefillah ktsara, shortened tefillah, so we shorten that tefillah somewhat. Okay, I'm not sure why. But maybe along what we're saying, maybe because it's hard enough, you can't have kavana, that's why. You're sitting on a plane, you're traveling, you don't have kavana. I also the Rainer Rabbi, so I put together the Minchas Salozer, again, a chassidus with a strong attitude towards tachanun and everything that Arizal said. Maybe we saw in the Sarm that the tachanun is a continuation of the tefillah in a certain sense, as the, gives the tefillah its greater strength, like the Mishnah Berurah says. So we should appreciate what tachanun is. And, you can still say tachanun. Okay. So that's a different question in the Monday and Thursday Tachanun Torah, or in general the added. Things were added over the, clearly added over the, why Monday and Thursday? That's a different thing. The Luchos are Monday and Thursday. Yeah, those are the Meirotzim. The first Luchos were Thursday and the second was on Monday, right? That's, I think you can figure it out. That's what the Balei Tosfos point out in Parshas of Boschanan, I think. That's why we talk to say a longer Tachanun on Monday. How exactly, I don't know myself really what the history of development of Tachanun is, but, much as you can say. I mean, but the point is not the main part. When we're David and the Philos of Payim, nope, we shouldn't denigrate Tachanun. That's the bottom line. Okay.